Hello and welcome to the Incubator Podcast. My name is Chloe, and with me today is
Hannah,
Hayden,
Sadia,
Gaspar.
And if you haven't listened to us before, this is a fully improvised show based off of, excuse me guys, based off of shit that has happened to us today, or shit that people have said to us today. So with that,
For me, it's this week.
Yeah, I did this week too.
Oh, was it supposed to be today?
Happen. Oh, it was today?
Just
I did
today,
nothing
guys.
Today. I have to undo. I gotta redo my suggestions.
No, I've been by myself in my basement.
I was just sitting in a chair.
Can I rewrite?
I just woke up.
Yes, you guys are all wrong, but for the sake of time, let's just pretend that I was wrong.
Okay.
Yes, okay. And we are starting.
So, guys, what we're going to do is I have a hat. We're going to pull stuff out of the hat and read it. And then we're going to talk about it for a bit. And then we're going to do improvised scenes. And then we're going to do that again and again if we feel like it.
Oh, I just immediately.
We'll do it, Casper. Here.
Oh, this is the...
Okay, we're choosing a suggestion.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to say. I forgot this was an audio medium. voted like an asshole.
That was me.
You voted like an asshole?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I voted for the correct person, but I've never voted with like a paper ballot. Like I had the machine.
Oh, that's
thing.
Yeah.
So I used the machine, and then it printed out something that I had to take someplace else and scan, which gross. I've never done. And so it gave me that and like a receipt, but I guess I didn't like read all the instructions. So I just like carried my ballot like out. I thought it was just like, you know, a record for me to keep. I don't know. But then I got like almost to my car and I was like, I bet this isn't right. And so I turned around and I went in and I was like, ma'am, I think I'm not supposed to take this with me. And they didn't make me like redo it or anything. They're just like, yeah, go scan it. Even though it was probably like a security, like technically,
yeah.
Like I took my ballot outside and like almost got in a car and then came back.
Yeah, like you could have gone and take it to someone else to vote.
Yeah, you could have proofread it and like changed it.
Yeah, like that's crazy. I don't know what kind of crimes if the Republicans next door got a hold of that, I'm surprised there wasn't like a hey. There was a much, it was heartening to see there was like a much longer Democratic line.
Yeah. How long did you wait in line?
Like less than 5 minutes. It was just...
Are you Tarrant County?
Yeah. I went to Edgecliff Village.
Can we give more specific locations for our listeners to zero in on and find us?
Oh.
Yeah. So which street was this on?
I don't live in Edgecliff Village. That's just where I went. If you guys want to go to Edgecliff Village, it's just a neighborhood with houses in it, and the cops are pretty, like, shitty, and they'll pull you over for no reason.
It sounds, though, like the coolest place ever, though. Like,
yeah.
The name?
Yeah, it's very edgy.
It is.
Yeah, it keeps me
it's
on
Edgecliff.
The edge.
I voted, and there was no line.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you vote for the correct person?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you vote for the correct one?
Of course.
Sure.
Of course. I and everyone else.
It's super easy. It tells you there.
Yeah. This is the right one.
Yeah.
What was really interesting, when I went up to the lady who was, like, taking my ID and printing out my ballot... I got a paper ballot that I had to, like, fill out. And oh god, all you know, bubbling.
If I got a paper ballot, I think I would just go home.
And that is why young people don't vote. Yeah. You are part of the problem.
Listen, man, I can't be like stressing my wrist out. Oh like my that.
God.
Young
people, please vote. Please. I know it's inconvenient. Please do it.
It's just hand gas for a ballot. He's like, no.
I would just go home and be on my phone.
Wait, you're saying there's no computers here? I'm out.
If there's no tap-tap, I'm out now.
So she prints out this ballot, and she when she like takes my ID, right? She looks at it, and the first thing she says is like, oh, wow, you look a lot better in person than in this ID. And wow. He's like, sets it down, and I'm like, oh.
Nice.
So I yes-and it, and I'm like, Oh yeah, good to know that I've aged well. What do I say to that? But she just continues to like compliment me, but through a sort of nagging way of the ID photo. Like the second time she looked at it, she was like, "Oh yeah, you definitely look better now," or like something. I was like, what?
So she doesn't have to feel so awkward about just complimenting
I
you.
I guess.
Maybe.
She was just like, you know, hey, enjoy it while you have it. And I was like, no, I plan on being a silver fox. That's no big deal. Like, I just played with this woman, but it was, I had like a negging experience. It was really, really odd.
That's so weird. That's hilarious.
And, you know, there are like all these names that you don't know. Like, most of us go for the primary person, right? But, like, all these other senators and House of Representatives and Railroad Commissioner and, you know, judges and all these different places, all these names I don't know. And like, they don't let you look at your phone or anything like that.
Yeah.
So you're just here and you're like, oh, who do I circle, right? It's like, I can only imagine how some people would not have any idea what they're doing into this sort of thing. Like, I mean, you have to really prepare. It's shocking how little the public is educated in terms of, like, being a part of the political system.
I'm just curious. Why do they not let you look at your phone?
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay.
But there were, like, a couple people around me that they were like, ma'am, please put your phone away. You were like, you can't answer that phone, sir. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Going on. But I had my phone there, and I was looking up all these people, and I was finding what their issues were. And I was like, okay, this person is progressive. This person's progressive. But I mean, there are plenty of people that I imagine just are like, this name, I don't know.
Right? Yeah. Skipped it. You have the option just
yeah,
to skip it.
Yeah, you can skip it. I know, like, some of, like, if you go, and if it's like a bill or something, you can read the entire bill. And I think I did that for one of them, and I realized I had still so much to go. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to read these. So I was skipping.
There were three or four of those questions that were like, but then there were a lot of names, and I was like, I don't
know who that guy is.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Cool.
Well, all right, let's do scenes.
Yeah.
So this is where I keep all of my ballots throughout the years. Every time I voted, and I vote in every election, right? Everyone. I am a proud voter. I am so involved. Well, I have kept every ballot, and I have them on my wall, and you can see them.
Yeah, it's the entire wall. That's so
This crazy. Is when I voted for Nixon.
Wow.
This is when I voted for George W. Bush and H.W. Bush.
H.W., you got both of them there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never seen these photos before. These are like...
No, these aren't photos. These are the real ballots.
Oh, right. But the ones next to it, like, this look like... Like, you took those pictures personally, like, you have those pictures that you have next to the ballots?
Describe them?
The ones of the presidents.
Oh, yeah.
Did you meet them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Wow.
Everyone. I meet them.
Well, I mean, I'm nervous because this is the first time I'm going to go fill out a ballot, so I...
Well, make sure you take it home with you.
Okay. Yeah. Are you sure? I the letter I got specifically said that was a crime.
What?
The letter I got that said go vote?
No.
It said do not take...
No.
Right here, I have it right here. Do not take a ballot home. It's a federal crime.
No. What? When did that happen?
It might be new. I don't know.
No way.
I'm 18.
That's not real. If that were the case, I'd be a criminal. And I know I'm not. I am a good citizen, and I have taken part in every election. I am proud that every single one of my votes have been counted and are a part of it.
Those pictures look like those presidents didn't know that you were there.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to shake their hand.
Well, I don't know. I thought you did.
What, everyone that you've met, you've shaken their hand?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you know what? Okay.
You know what? Just give me my food and leave.
Right.
I don't know. Why am I talking? You're just a DoorDash person.
Yeah, it's going to be $6.99.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, I was just trying to get some input. I was nervous. I don't want to choose the wrong guy, you know?
Ugh, I hate young people. Get out.
Yeah, I went out to the polls. But that line, them people, I just couldn't decide. Right, left, right, left. So many people, they won't even let you take that ballot home. So then I saw the C's pot. And I saw that heavenly W up above. And that's when I stopped at Whataburger. Yeah, I got myself that Monterey melt in between two Texas slices of toast.
Grandpa, just so I'm clear, did you vote or not?
Son, I'm trying to tell you that Monterey melt, after I bit into it, it gave me clarity, and it said in my mind, it's like with every chew it wrote out the letters of who the right person was, who that right person was.
All right, cut, sir. I'm your grandpa. He's just not helping. Sir, this is a promotional video for Tim Duncan, okay? You're just supposed to say, vote for Tim Duncan, okay? This is not a Whataburger commercial. I thought you said that your grandpa was cool, man.
He's very cool, okay? He just likes to go on these stories.
All right, so remember, sir, Tim Duncan, stick to Tim Duncan. Go vote for Tim Duncan, okay? Go vote for Tim Duncan. This is not a Whataburger commercial, okay? We'll take that from the top.
Okay, I just got a few questions here. I heard that this was supposed to be something real, something authentic, something that only a real voter would know. And I'm telling you, here in Texas, real voters are going to connect to what?
Oh, okay.
They're going to connect to the homeland, to a brand that they trust.
Cassie, turn the cameras off.
And that's Whataburger. Right. People love orange. They're not red. They're not blue. They're orange.
All right, I see. We have some confusion here, I guess. Maybe it was a miscommunication with your...
You know when you go out to vote, but those lines at the polls are too long, and you realize that you'd rather have a thick, juicy, double patted, all beef Whataburger. Whataburger. It's just how you like it.
Hey y'all, Tim Duncan here, and I'm representing Whataburger. Oh, when I'm sitting here talking to constituents, when I'm out there canvassing for my positions, when I'm talking to judges and other senators about issues that pertain to you and your people, I'm chowing down on a 100% pure beef patty. What a burger. I make sure there's plenty of ketchup, mayo, mustard, and all the pickle I can eat. Oh, baby, you like some bacon on that? Yes, sirree. I'd also like some bacon in my issues. And you can be sure that the pork industry is going to be taken care of under Tim Duncan. What a burger, just like you like it.
Hello, excuse me, sir. I'm here to vote.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The voting box is right over here.
Oh my, you're gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. I just want to cast my vote and leave very soon. I'm in a rush.
Oh yes, I'm so sorry. The pretty people line is to the right.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm just gonna go right there.
But this one's longer.
The Come ugly on. People line, yeah. No, you took the wrong line. Get in the pretty people
line. Okay. Don't call my name.
No, get back, you're gross. Get back.
Come on over anyway.
No, I'm going to use the pretty line. Thank you, sir.
No, please. Come back.
I'm okay.
Margaret.
What?
You're not going to get this one.
I want this
you're
one.
You're not going to.
I want this
one. Oh, someone call me.
Get away. You're needed? Ugly. Go. Oh.
I'm sorry. What do you mean, get this one?
Oh.
You're on the fence. You're obviously, like, you could go either way. You're on the fence, and I think you should be over here in this lawn with us.
I'm sorry, but I do think that I'm very pretty.
Margaret, he's gorgeous, right? What, we're going to have this right here, right now? What?
Margaret.
Is it his larger nose? Is that what it is? I think his large nose is beautiful.
I'm sorry.
I know
I'm
you
just...
have a problem with large noses.
Well, so do I. Are you insinuating something, sir? I do not have a problem with it. I think... You belong over here with this, in this line, in the ugly line, because you look salt of the earth, sir. You look,
I will be real with you. You could use a good eyebrow trim. Your skin is looking a little bad, but some really great facial features that with a little bit of makeup, you'd really do well.
I appreciate all these little notes.
May I see your ID?
Sure. Oh, sure.
Oh, this is atrocious.
Yeah, he's one of mine.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a bad picture, mate.
Well, yeah, okay, the ID, but look at him.
Yeah, but the picture
look,
is official,
I've aged really well. I think I belong in the pretty line. The more I go to the pretty line, the prettier I get. Please give me a chance.
You know, the more I look at you, the less I like you.
The more he looks like that photo, doesn't he?
Okay.
Look at that. Look at it. Okay. Look at how one eye's bigger than the other eye.
Oh, my. Your lips are a bit thin.
Look at that tooth hanging out.
I'm just here to vote.
Yeah. So is everyone else.
Yeah.
I'm here to vote.
Get away. You're gross.
Everybody's going to get the chance to vote for the queen. They just pipe down and get in line.
Right. Hey, let's see about it. Did you vote for the right person?
I'm sorry. I don't think... It's okay for me to show you my ballot.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's fine.
We work here at the voting place. I mean, you always...
Mate, if you want my opinion, I think we're supposed to vote for the Queen.
Get that man out of here!
You're not supposed to talk!
Hey...
Oh, it's just Shannon answers, right?
Mate, back of the ugly line.
I think I'm going to go to another station if you want to, like, take me with you.
Oh, it's the same everywhere.
I've been to 4 stations.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're better luck here, honestly.
I'm sorry,
oh,
sir.
No.
I told you we don't have a super ugly line. You'll have to go across England for that.
All right. I mean, this
it's
one's
in Kent.
What are you, homeless?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I am.
Yeah, I can tell by the smell. Sorry, homeless people can only vote under the bridge.
Oh, you want to see my ID?
No.
Oh look, it's made of jam.
Wait, you know what? Here, fine. Give me your ID.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Oh, that was two years ago.
Sticky.
Oh, my, he's gorgeous.
Sir, what happened?
ID first?
Oh, wait.
Sorry, sir, may I have you step into the shower?
All right. Right here, this one?
Somebody get the scissors.
There's a shower in here?
It's right here, look.
It's very fast. He's done.
Ding!
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Yes, I belong in the ugly line. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Lisa, come to the pretty line. Right away.
In this one here.
Yes, right here.
Oh, so sorry, I've wasted everyone's time.
May I get your number? I am so sorry for having treated you the way
course.
That I
it's
did.
Oh, yes, of course, it's on the back of my ID.
I'd love to give you a job here at this polling place, if you'd be so kind.
Absolutely.
Stay at my house.
As long as I'm in charge of this line.
Will you marry my daughter?
Of course.
Yo, bro. I don't know who to vote for. This doesn't say who the right person is.
It's the middle of the night.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's tomorrow and it's my first time and I'm really nervous.
Can't knock on my door at this time, man. You just moved into the neighborhood.
It's a great neighborhood. Everyone's so nice. You're, like,
we're all nice here.
You're voting tomorrow, right?
Yeah, honey, we're all voting.
Honey, who's at the door?
It's the neighbor.
Why?
I'm finding out right now. You said you're here with questions about the ballot?
Yes, can you let me in?
Whoa.
What?
Yeah, sweetie,
I'm in my nightgown.
And I'm in my boxers. Come on in. Yeah, we're all nice here.
I guess I can give you a cup of tea or something.
Yeah, do you want a cup of tea?
I would love a cup of tea.
Yeah. Sweetie, get the biscuits out.
All right.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Yeah. Look at all these fancy robes and gowns.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are you voting for? I can't figure out who the right person is. What do I need to do? I just need help.
Sorry.
Well,
what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
No, you go ahead.
No, you go.
No, you go.
Oh, honey, come on, please.
Wow.
No, you go.
We just fill out each other's ballots.
I don't know who I voted for.
I am not sure.
But, because...
We just know each other so well.
You know?
So, I just need, like, a partner or something.
Yeah.
What if the three of us go and we vote for each other?
You can't just be a... No,
yeah.
Sorry.
I live
right next door.
Sorry, you guys have to be in the same household.
Well, I could move in like a week. I just gotta, I don't know, rent some guys to help me out.
Sweetie, what is happening?
Sweetie, can we get an aside, please? Can I see you in the kitchen, please?
Yeah, please. Yeah, sir, don't touch anything.
Sweetie, this guy came over in the middle of the night.
I know.
Okay? You don't think that's a little weird?
Yeah, it's really weird.
I mean, he's very nice.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Excuse me?
Oh, sorry. I just dropped.
That's very important to us.
That's a robe. Do not touch my robes.
So sorry.
We're going back to the kitchen.
Won't happen again.
Sweet, I don't know. I mean, he could be a bad guy.
I imagine...
He showed up sweaty.
Yeah.
To the front door.
Yeah. I've never seen anyone sweat in this neighborhood.
No?
Oh my god!
Oh my god, excuse me!
What was that?
Oh, I'm so sorry. That was just your pillow.
Your voice got deeper.
I'm just...
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
I put your tea in a to-go cup, and it would be very kind of you to just leave.
I'm putting the biscuits... in the to-go container.
Yeah, we have...
Okay.
Would you like some hummus to go? Or?
I would love that.
Throw some napkins in the bag.
Do you have one of those gowns or robes? I would love that.
Yes, but they're very important to us.
You cannot have one of my... I am an esteemed robe designer. My name is everywhere in JCPenney.
That's a lovely name.
That's not my... What? That's not my name. That's the store. Get out of my house.
Cool. Let's do another one. Let's pull another suggestion from that.
Pulling suggestion. Opening suggestion. Got two suggestions.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
What's it say?
Someone wrote that in marker.
Oh,
like you that. Jewish?
I don't know if we're going to use a story, but that's what I thought of.
Hey, you Jewish?
That's literally what happened, you guys. No, today at where I work, I'm not going to name it, somebody walked in and like they were obviously, he's obviously European. He had like a thick accent and he was talking to me about his product.
Which one?
Oh, I spit on you. I'm so sorry.
His product.
It was olives. Sells olives straight from Spain.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's Spanish.
Those olives are not.
They're very good olives. But the very first thing, he was like, "What's your name?" And I said, "Sadia." And he goes, "You Jewish?"
And I thought that was really funny. Just the way he asked it, like, just by looking at me and then asking my name.
Man, did he think excited. you're right? Aren't there two? Is it race? There's a race Jewish as well as a religion Jewish.
So, Judaism is the religion. A lot of people confuse it with the ethnicity because most... So, Semitic is the ethnicity, and most Jewish people are Semitic. And then most people from where I am are Semitic as well, because we come from that spot of the world. So that's why a lot of, like, Arabs look very much like Jewish people, but... Because they come from the same spot, but they have different religions because of history and what happened.
Mm.
Does that make sense? So, like, my ancestors
Is it a race or not? Isn't there a race and a religion, or are they intertwined?
It's both and separate and together.
Right.
I'm so not confused.
It's worth a goog.
Okay, I'll goog later.
Yeah. But that's it. That's the thing that I wrote. He said, "You Jewish?
You Jewish?"
Like, well, I'm Semitic, but... And then he kept talking. We, like, he spoke a little bit French. He knows a few Arabic words. He was a very interesting man.
Nice.
Just throwing things here and there. Trying to sell his olives.
Did you buy his
olives?
No,
he left samples, and I tried them.
Were they delicious?
They were very, very good, yeah.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Do you ever, like, occasionally go to, like, a mosque?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
I wanted you to take me.
Oh, I can take you.
Yay!
You can.
We won't be in the same room.
I know, we have to be separated. Yeah. Should we bring another woman with us then?
No, I mean, if you want to explore it, you can. The last time I went to a mosque was when I knew someone whose family member died here, and I went to that funeral.
Mm. But that's different. Yeah. I've been to a lot of, like, Church of Christ funerals, because my family's dead, but not like a Church of Christ service. But that's cool. Yay!
Yeah.
Field trip. Thank you.
Hey, Hayden, choose another one and let's combine it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Here,
that is a good idea.
I'll pull from the hat.
Pull from the hat.
I like the hat, by the way.
Thank you. My uncle gave it to me. Well, really, my uncle gave it to my dad, and my dad gave it to me.
All right.
My uncles are all bald. My grandpa was bald at 18. My dad is the least bald, but he is balding. And I am starting to lose my hair as well.
Woo!
At 24. So it's really cool.
How do they bald? It's like classic
like
up top.
Oh, they're like gone. It's gone.
So just
but like
the up
top? What's the design?
Yeah.
Like
what's the
little,
cut?
Like,
where
do
like
you
a lightning
start?
Bolt.
No, like, you know how some
people
bald from the middle, or
yeah,
some people
it's
bald
from,
like
it's middle.
Back.
I think it'll be from here,
like
the
yeah,
side.
For me, I mean,
yeah.
I'm losing hair on either side of the top of my head.
But there's
so you could do like a Three Stooges look.
Say what?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Three Stooges look, and then you said
there's stuff you can do now, like
yeah, you can
shit you can
hair.
Take that you're supposed to start taking now before you lose your hair.
I don't know.
Do it. Just do it.
Okay. Yeah, put toothpaste in your hair.
Hey, Hims, if you're listening, we would love to
yeah.
get
yeah.
ads from you.
Oh, yeah.
Please sponsor
man.
Us and send me product.
You don't want him to lose his hair.
No, would that make me grow a beard? Because I would love
you
that, too.
Rub it on your
oh,
face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Because oh. I can't.
I still cannot grow a full beard.
I would get that for Patrick. Does it actually work?
I don't know.
He wants to grow a beard so bad.
That would
bad.
Be amazing. I would love a
sorry,
beard.
We hate you.
Yeah.
He hates
this
you.
Is, this
he's envied your beard before.
Yeah. Jewish part of me.
God.
No.
You know what's funny is I'm not even, like, compared to people from where I am, I'm not hairy at all.
I mean, you're really not that
no.
hairy.
No.
Like, I wouldn't look at you and say, are you Jewish?
You Jewish?
Really? I would.
I definitely
whoa.
Look
what?
No, I look Jewish. You're right. Yeah.
In my opinion, you
yeah.
just don't have as much hair.
Hmm.
I mean,
I'm
I
totally
have,
kidding.
I have very little hair on my body. I mean, I really do.
Okay.
It's now starting to develop in my chest. And I, like, don't like it. Like,
does
my nipples
dad
are getting hairier.
Have a hairy chest?
Yeah. Oh,
does
he's a hairy man. My dad's a hairy man.
Just not. They just don't have the hairiness on the head.
It's,
yeah.
It disappears.
It migrates.
I guess. Is that what I have
soft?
To look forward to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
gonna...
I'm going to be a very hairy man.
Yes. Just not on
with
your
a
head.
Bald head.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's thinning.
Oh, no, I'm feeling just your top of your head, like your skin. It's really soft. It's going to do good things for you.
I know. I'm not worried about going bald. I think it'll be fine. I have a good head shape. There's like, one time my uncle, when I was a kid, I was visiting California, and he like grabbed my head one time, and he like put his thumb right in the back of my head, where there's this little knob. Like, mm-hmm. My skull is this little knob.
Yeah.
And he was just manhandling it. And he was like, hey, this right here, this is, you got the skull. You're going to look great bald.
Wow.
I was like, okay.
Thanks.
I kind of feel like you're going to look like the Doctor in X-Men.
That's cool.
And,
yeah.
Like, that's a very nice looking
Patrick
bald.
Stewart.
Yeah, you're going to look like Patrick
yeah.
Stewart. Yeah.
I'm terrible with names.
See, I would love a bald beard combo. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
To where I look like a skinhead, but like I'm really nice.
Yeah, you could grow a mustache.
So,
I've
yeah.
done that
and
already.
Times two.
His mustache
like, oh my
is
God.
So
that guy's gonna shoot
creepy
me.
When it's just
exactly.
the mustache.
It's, imagine if it's just a mustache without hair.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Oh, that would that reminds me of like the pop. No, not the pop. Excuse me, Popeyes. I would not. KFC man.
But he's got hair.
No, well then who's... There's a bald man with a mustache that is creepy.
Like, what's he sell?
I don't know. Is it Mr. Clean? No, he doesn't
no,
have
No, he doesn't
not
have
Mr.
a facial.
Yeah.
Alright, I guess I won't use this suggestion.
No,
I pulled.
We don't.
No. This has been a great talk.
This has been a great... Maybe we don't need...
Maybe we should do hair plugs on... Like, take your head
what?
Hair and put it on here.
I have a thin,
mustache.
Wispy beard.
And then just less hair on the head. And
just brush
some.
It.
That would be awful.
Oh my gosh, it'd be like that dog that has the long hair in the dog competitions, you know, that
yeah.
stands there, but it's like really long. And he's like flowing in the wind, but it'd
yeah,
be
we'll
your beard.
We'll put a fan and take some photos.
All right, you sold me on it.
Okay. I will never cut my hair.
But it's covered in gum.
Yes.
You seemed to have gotten every piece of gum under the seat just stuck to your hair, and now I have to cut it off before your mom sees it.
No. We'll just wash it with hot water and brush it out.
There's no amount of brushing. I'm sorry, you're going to be a bald kid. And get over here.
No. Don't cut my hair.
It has to happen.
But I just wanted to see what the gum feels like on my hair.
I'm not making any moral judgments. I'm not mad at you. But we have to get the gum out of your hair. And we just have to get the gum off your head, really. Your hair is going to go with the gum.
What if we wait for it to be longer... And then we cut the portion with the gum. And then it'll be fine. I don't have to be bald.
I don't think that's very realistic. That's going to take months. Like, we gotta.
Yeah, so what? I'll wear a hat.
And yeah, but think about it. Every time you take off your hat, it's going to be covered in gum. Like, you're going to get gum stuck.
The gum will
head.
Dry at one point.
Like.
Ma'am, is he going to sit down or not?
Listen.
I have other customers.
Please sit down. I can't show...
We're running a salon here.
Okay, Mr. Barber Man. What solutions could you possibly think of that...
I have
that...
to shave your head.
He has to shave your
Can
head.
Can we go somewhere else? Yeah. Obviously, he's not creative enough.
You put the gum at the base of your skull. It's really difficult. I don't know how you did that. You had to work through a bunch of hair.
It's... Almost as if you rubbed it in
you
like a shampoo.
That's what I did. I want to see what it felt like.
What'd it feel like? What did it feel like, Houston?
You know what? It's starting to feel like you're making moral judgments.
I'm sorry. You're
did
right.
you hear that?
You're
I don't
right.
know.
I
that seems right. like a really dumb kid to me, but I'll just keep cutting my
hey,
clients'
excuse
hair.
Excuse me. I'm right here.
I didn't say
I know.
It.
Hey, I'm on the
they
mom's
said
side.
It.
So you're telling me I have no options other than cutting my hair?
No.
None.
Zero.
Okay, get his legs.
What?
No.
Excuse me?
No.
Grab him. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh my
It'll
God.
Be over soon.
My clipper's jammed. The gum's like, oh, it messed up my clipper. Like, I can't get the clippers out of his head.
I told you have to come up with something
else. These are really expensive clippers.
It's absorbing the clippers.
Oh my god.
Oh, my head feels heavy now.
Let's just get it out. Like, just take it. Just grab it.
I'll try the scissors. Oh, my hand!
Oh my god!
No! Give him back his hand!
Give him his hand! My neck! Stop!
You said give him back his hand!
I can't do it!
You're eating his whole arm!
Oh my god, he's actually eating his arm!
Told you to stop messing with my hair!
Ow!
Well, what do we do now? Someone save me!
We can't! You've tasted human flesh!
It's not that great.
Alright, bring the kid in. Bring the kid in. I have my crosses ready.
Alright, sit down.
What are you gonna do?
I'm going to exorcise this gum demon.
Okay.
Look at this arm. Does this arm look appetizing to you?
I mean, a little bit, because I tasted one.
Get out! Okay. Demon, your gum is no, get out!
Sir, are you okay?
Sir, are you okay?
Sorry, I've never dealt with something to this magnitude.
Please be strong.
My power is weakening.
We have faith in you, and you have faith in the Lord.
I'm an experiment.
No! No.
Demon!
I'll never leave.
Get out! Get out, you gum! By the power of Jesus, by all that compels you, the gum, the... get out!
You're attached. We are one.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Orbit white. Who has? I need some orbit white.
Minty fresh.
No, you don't need anything but this holy mystery.
Ow! Oh, here. There's some in my hair.
No, don't eat it.
Mm. Oh, look.
Father.
Getting out. The gum is getting out. Yeah, keep going.
Is that my gum? No.
Oh,
my God.
It feels so good.
He's taking the demon into himself.
Mommy, I feel great.
Oh, my God.
Okay, thank you, sir.
We've got to get out of here.
Give me gum.
Okay.
We need more gum.
Give me gum. Hi, yeah. So I just want to like get a tour of the mosque, if that's fine.
Yeah. Welcome.
Oh my god, Bethany. I didn't know you worked at the mosque.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
They pay really well.
Wow. Okay. Can I have an application? Like, Subway's been really awful.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's on the wall.
Where's the break room?
It's in the back.
Can you show me?
Uh-huh. It's right next to the room.
Oh, what room?
Oh, you know, the main mosque room.
A lot of people praying in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, here, I gotta read this. This is the main mosque room. This is boring, I don't wanna read this. This
no,
is basically where they...
I want the tour!
I'll give you the gist. This is the main mosque room, and they pray here. I'll take you over here, this part's cool. This part is the break room.
Wow!
And this is where we hang out, that's the TV.
Man, my church has a way better TV.
Yeah? Are they accepting applications?
No.
Gosh. Well, I like this one. I like it because, you know what? I like this couch. And everyone here is really chill.
This couch is pretty comfy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go back to the main mosque room.
Okay.
I guess I'll show you there. Well.
What are all these, like, effigies?
That is, I'll be honest, I haven't really read... read the script.
Well, why do you work here?
Because I told you they pay really well.
No, I want really a chill. Tour.
Okay.
Like, I want to learn about Islam.
Okay. Well, they have the radio tours.
What?
The ones where you put the thing in your ear.
I don't put anything in my ear.
And people usually do that. So, are you sure?
Yeah.
That's not what I heard at school.
What have you heard?
I heard you put lots of things in.
Oh, your ear. We're gonna do this here in this mosque.
Excuse me. We're trying to pray.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, sir.
Okay, we're so sorry.
I'm just trying to get a tour.
But she's a liar.
Okay. Bethany is not great at this tour.
Okay. Well, I just started, so... But you're not going to walk past this. You put a lot of things in your ear, is what I heard.
How dare you? Like, what?
You know, like, earplugs. Ugh. And I hear you clean your ears with Q-tips.
Oh my god! Who said that?
A lot of people.
That's awful.
A lot of people.
How dare you slander me in this holy institution? You know what I've heard? That you put stuff in your nose, and it's not just your finger.
No, you're gonna come over here to my job? My job?
You started it, Bethany.
Well, you lied about it.
What? No. I've never.
Oh, yeah? That's not what I heard.
I'm a good girl. I don't do that.
Okay, well, this is the break room.
It's nice.
Yeah. It has its own bathroom.
Wow. The sink is pretty good. Oh my god, they have Q-tips?
Yeah.
I mean...
But I don't use them.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a glint in your eye.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I see a booger in your nose. You don't want to get that?
No.
Yeah, I bet it's not bothering you at all.
No.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh. I see you. Turn around! Turn around.
All right, we'll continue the tour. Well, this is just the back door. This is just, you know, just another exit.
Oh my god, this leads to a furnace.
Yeah.
Why are you taking me here?
I just wanted to show you the furnace. It's really cool.
This is scary.
I know, that's what I said. I was like, guys, this is scary.
Oh my god. Ah!
You don't go in it.
You pushed me.
I just wanted to see if you would.
I'm, like, burning.
Come back out.
Ow, I can't.
Oh, no, you're dying.
Ow, I'm, like, really burning.
You're, like, actually burning.
Ow.
Get that out of your ear.
Ow. Help me.
All right, I'm going to close the door.
Oh, my God.
I might get fired. Oh, my God, that was so scary. I got to go back to the front. Excuse me.
Hey, I heard you do tours.
Yeah.
Ow. Ow. Can you stop poking me?
Honey.
Put your sausage in your pancake and let's actually have a normal civilized breakfast, please.
I mean, well, all right. If you're not wanting to be poked, here's some pancakes and some sausage.
Thank you. I just wanted my pig in the blanket for once instead of the sausage link poking at me. And I need to tell you something.
Okay.
I kind of just found out that you're supposed to put the pig in this... I just found out you're supposed to put the sausage in the pancake to make the pigs in the blanket. I never knew what it meant.
Well, that's all right, sweetheart.
I never knew. For years, I've been serving our kids these pigs on the side of the blanket. They're so cold. They're so afraid. And I didn't know. They just asked me. They asked me one day, Mom, can we have pigs in a blanket? And I said, sure. What is that? And they said, it's sausage and pancakes. And I said, okay, fine, yeah. Yeah, I can make that. And now what? Now they're away. They're
they've gone through college.
Sweetheart, it's okay.
I've been just fed lies, and I've been feeding the lies, and I tried to keep the tradition alive and have morning breakfasts with you, and I thought it was cute when you poked me with the little pig sausage, but now I'm just like, shit!
Sweetheart, I think you're just missing our kids.
Okay, who's ready for pigs and blankets, just like my mom used to make? Here you go.
What is this, Mommy?
It's just pigs and blankets.
Okay.
It's pigs and pancakes and if they get cold, there's blankets on the side. Go ahead, Gaston.
Alrighty, I picked a suggestion out of the hat.
Yeah.
And it says it's mine.
Yeah.
Did you mean to do that? Yeah. later, I think later on this week, I'll be going to a gun range.
Oh.
I've only been like a few times, but it reminds me every time I go, it reminds me of that YouTube video of, I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's like my favorite YouTube video I've ever seen. It's the guy that's explaining how to use a gun and then he accidentally discharges it and he like continues going like, nothing happened. Like, oh, so what you're going to want to do is, we're going to want to hold it correctly. And like, he completely didn't miss a beat. And it just made me think about like how sometimes even me, like I'm super unwilling to admit like a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, so even if you like totally mess up,
you just gotta commit.
You just gotta commit. Yeah. Even though if everyone's pointing and laughing at you.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that video now.
It's my favorite
movie. Who did you go to the gun range with? Because if you say alone, I'm going to...
No.
You're not going yet, right?
No, I haven't gone yet. I've gone before with, like, a group of friends. This weekend, or maybe it might be late next weekend, but I'll be going with my girlfriend.
Ooh, nice. A little date?
Yeah. That's fun. We'll go and shoot guns.
A little shootout date.
We'll go a little shootout date.
The first time I ever went to a gun range, my dad was like, thought it'd be a really good father-daughter bonding experience. And so he said, Han, you want to go to the gun range? And I told him no. And somehow I got kidnapped and he took me to the gun range.
Wow.
And it was the worst experience, father-daughter bonding moment we probably could have ever had, because the moment I shot the gun, I just instantly started crying and was like, get it away from me! Get it away from me!
How old were you?
I was like 20.
Oh.
I'm imagining like a 12-year-old.
I thought it was like an 8-year-old.
That's why I felt like this was an important detail.
Yeah, that was a very important detail. Yeah, I was 20. I was a sophomore year of college. I was home for a break. Granted, he's never asked me to go since.
And you still ended up at a gun range against your will.
Against my will. Yeah, I don't know why he just really wanted me to go. I don't know if that's something that dads dream of, like, taking their daughter to a gun range and showing her how to shoot a gun.
I'm going to teach her how to use a gun. She's always going to have it. And
yeah, like, she'll always be protected. Yeah. We're like, I'm just not a gun person, and it's cool. Yeah. I'm like, could totally be a knife person. Like, take me and go, like, teach me how to swing a sword.
Yeah.
Teach me to a stabbing class.
No, yeah. Like, I want to do, like, that one, you know, the Olympic sport?
Fencing. Oh, yeah.
Fencing.
That'd be cool.
Or, like, take me to a karate class.
Yeah.
Like
they use swords all the time.
Samurai. I want to samurai someone. Like,
they have them in class.
That's more protection than a gun in my eyes.
My stepdad forced me to take karate class. A karate class or two.
You break a board?
No, because we didn't do it for that long.
I took a karate class and then stopped immediately.
Were you made to do it or did you want to do
it? Well, growing up, I did everything. My mom signed me up for everything. Like horseback riding, tennis, basketball, soccer, music, art, like whatever you want.
You're well-rounded.
wanted to do.
Yeah, and I chose what I liked. I didn't like anything sportsy, obviously.
Oh, dang. I was about to say we should go play tennis.
I love really tennis. Thought tennis you were a fun. Job.
I love tennis,
we
actually.
We should go play tennis.
I would love to go play tennis. I actually love tennis, too.
Guys, I'm, like, real bad at it,
I played tennis in middle school.
Nice. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So I was in the 8th grade. Oh my god, I have a weird story about my tennis coach. Ooh. I was going to talk about going to a gun range, but I'll just talk about this tennis coach.
I like
coach
this
story.
One. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Tennis is
better.
Great. Yeah.
So, okay, so my tennis coach, he was this weird dude. Keep in mind, I'm like in 7th, 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So he like gave me this gift for being like a good person on the team, or like a nice, fun kid, or
that
whatever.
That already sounds inappropriate.
It's weird, right? Yeah. So wait. So what? He finds me out, you know, by the tennis court one day, and he like hands me this, you know, wrapped thing in like brown paper.
Oh, oh no!
Oh no! This is going so down.
And
I, like,
his ear.
I open it, and it's this like large, colorful martini glass.
No!
What? Was it filled with something?
No. It was just this one, like, it had kind of a little bit of a kind of a kink in the handle, like multiple kinks in the little handle.
Oh, cool.
This multicolored, it was a decent, but it's like a big martini glass. What would I do with that?
What did he say when he gave you that?
He was just like, hey, you know, I wanted you to have, thanks for being a, I don't, just something about being a good teammate.
What did your parents say?
They were weirded out by it.
Okay.
So what they did.
Good parenting.
Was they put a tennis ball in it, in the martini glass. It fit perfect. And then they had that in my room as like a kind of trophy.
I love that.
They were probably trying to not make you feel weird.
Yes.
Weird
about
it.
Yeah,
it.
Yes.
I remember this. This was weird.
It was weird.
Wow.
I wonder if he like really wanted to give you something but has zero taste.
It was from Pier 1.
Or that was just, maybe he didn't realize it was martini.
I feel like he could have just gone to Academy and got you a gift card.
Anything.
A gift card for like
literally
20
anything.
Bucks. And yeah. That would have been better than
so
that.
Whether he particularly went to Pier 1 to try and find something for me, and
right.
That was what it was. Or he just happened to buy this at some point, and like, oh, you know, looking around his house, what can I give the
kids? I hope it's that. Yeah,
yeah, it could also,
but
be,
it would
like,
be so much funnier.
Redistributing gifts, because like
I
do that when you have gifts
that
you don't know what you want to do. It's
so weird.
Yeah. But he still sounds creepy.
I haven't thought about that in a long time.
I'm glad you brought that off your chest.
Yeah.
That probably was.
I'm gonna look that teacher up. What's his name?
Mr. I shouldn't do that.
No, we'll bleep that out.
I'm bleeping it.
We'll
bleep
that
out.
You guys, one of my teachers was on the news for being racist.
What?
Woo!
Oh, that Fort Worth teacher?
Yes.
Yes, I remember talking to you about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I can, so that means I can say her name, right? Like, if
it's a famous story.
Okay, no. Like, if she's a famous.
I mean, go for it.
I only remember, I think it was Clark, but whatever. But anyway,
was there a Lewis involved?
Hey!
History job!
Wow!
It's
the only time we're ever gonna use that.
No, but she was the one. Like, she was. I think she got fired from Carter Riverside, but she worked, or she was at like Leonard Middle School. But I had no theater with her, and she was the theater teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But she got in trouble for, like, writing a tweet to Trump that she thought was, like, just a Trump.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, because it was a
tweet.
So
it was a DM, yeah.
But it was like, hey, we got a lot of illegal children in my classroom. Come do something, please.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And they wanted to fire her, and I think they did, and then they reinstated her, and hopefully fired her again. I don't know.
I hope so. Yeah,
but
I read that story.
She was nuts.
Oof.
Oof.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's do some scenes.
Let's do it.
You want to play tennis?
Yeah, but Bobby, I got you something.
Oh.
It's just something small, but
okay.
Just kind of to show my appreciation for getting to just play tennis with you.
Yeah, we're just tennis buds. That's what we do.
It's small here. It's just in this bag. Just open it and I'll explain it once you open it, but okay. I just don't want to give away anything. All right. I'm really excited to give this to you.
Oh, wow.
It's our faces on a tennis ball!
That is really cute, actually. I like that.
Right?
Wow.
I know it may feel weird hitting me and hitting yourself, but...
No, I say let's just play with this.
It's like our best friend tennis ball.
Yeah, well, thank you. I didn't get you anything.
You did?
I'm sorry, what's the occasion here?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just thought we had been on a few tennis outings and that this was kind of going down a certain direction. Oh my gosh, I am so embarrassed.
No.
What did I do? Oh my god. Oh my gosh. You probably think I am so weird. We don't even have a picture together. I literally found your Facebook, and then I found my Facebook, and then I photoshopped it together, and I was like, oh, that looks cute, and oh my gosh.
That's very, very thoughtful. I love this. Don't be embarrassed. I like playing tennis with you. You know, I'm gonna get you something next week, okay?
Is this where you wanted the flowers, ma'am? You just want us to drop it right here.
Yeah, you should drop it there.
Okay.
It's not going as planned. You just
listen. Do you want these flowers for me? Multicolored roses or not?
Bobby, 1 second. Sir.
It spells out tennis best friends.
Yeah, you could just leave it. Just go and drop it off at like.
Excuse me, you want the mariachi here? Did I get the boys ready?
Ricardo, not yet. I told you I'd give you a cue if it was going as planned. Not yet. Cameron, just stand down.
I'm gonna warm up.
Oh wow, they're really good.
Yeah, okay, Bobby. Okay, so I may have lied. I thought this was a lot more than what you thought.
It's okay, John. I appreciate all of this. Oh.
Hey, where'd you want me to put all this sawdust?
Can you just hold on just like 1 sec?
Alright, I'll give you 5 minutes.
Okay. I don't even remember what I was gonna do with the sawdust. Oh my gosh, I'm just so flustered right now.
Hey, where do you want this horse?
Hey, get that horse out of my sawdust.
It's a bathroom.
Oh, Bobby,
John, what have you done? This is so much.
Alright, I don't usually have teachers in my office. But, you've gotten kind of a reputation for being a narc.
I've got a reputation for being a narc.
Listen, if kids are gonna do whatever they're gonna do, okay? I don't even want to hear that.
Yeah, kids are gonna do what they're gonna do. And they think you don't know.
You're so strict, okay? None of our teachers are this strict.
You have to be strict with these little demons. They're hormones. They rage and they rage. And they think that they can get anything past you.
Right, okay, so what I've been hearing is correct. Okay,
but
so...
I know they're trying to get past my Dead Sea. Because it floats. The rumors float. And I catch them. So, yeah. The kids, they're going to say I'm being a narc. But what I say is that I'm being a shark.
Mr. Frank. Ow! Let go of my ear!
Yes! I got your ear, boy!
What? What was I doing wrong?
You tried to take my charms! Don't you ever walk into my classroom and think that you can take my charms!
Mr. Frolic, you're giving me an Indian burn. Stop it, please.
Yes! I know I'm giving you an Indian burn. That is my land, my heritage. I'm trying to teach you how to make fire out of nothing, because you are nothing.
I'm sorry, thank you. Thank you for trying to teach me, Mr. Frog.
Mr. Frog, you're pressing on my soft spot.
Yes, of course I'm pressing on your soft spot, because you need to harden up. You are a pansy and you're never going to make it in the real world. You think the real world is full of lollipops that Mrs. Jones gives you? Mrs. Jones is like... is a freaking... Oh! I can't even say it on here because it's not even welcome.
You shaved all my hair.
I did that for your own good, Jimmy. No woman or man likes it too hairy. They'll put you on the ground and step on you and say, "Oh, nice rug. I want you to be a shining gentleman."
All right, guys. Thank you for coming to this reunion. It was great to gather everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'll start. He taught me a lot. despite everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He taught me to think.
I know that if I hadn't cut my hair, if he hadn't forcibly shaved my hair the way that he did.
Yeah.
I never would have met my wife, and
mm-hmm. It's like now I can make fire anywhere.
Yeah. My head is almost indestructible. And it's honestly saved me on a few occasions.
I have never touched a charm since, and I don't eat General Mills cereal. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I lost a lot of weight.
Great, yeah.
Thank you.
You look
pretty
good.
Yeah. Thank you.